Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, December 15th, 2017. Totally prayed up because we have little Samuel in the studio with us. He participated in our prayer time. Samuel is 4 years old. What a darling young man. Hey, thank you, Samuel. Are you going to say anything? Let's see. Let me pot up number four. Samuel, can you say anything?
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hi. And we were praying about the baby Jesus in this Advent season, and he prayed along with us, and he's a part of today's program. And this is the season where many children are introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ. They learn the Christmas story, and they get calls. And
you tell Mark, what are we doing at night? Are we doing the Advent book? What do you get to get every night when you do the Advent book?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. Yum.
What is the Advent story about? Who's in the story? Do we hear about Jesus? Yeah. And then we get chocolate, right?
Good deal. Well, there was chocolate going around yesterday. We had our English conversation class. I think 120 international students, about 20 teachers. We had two different Chinese restaurants help cater it. Papa John's was delivered. We had a State Farm rep. New friends Anna and Cece, they underwrote the cost. They just donated all the desserts for everyone. And it was a festive time. We had a lot of ping pong going on. But we taught these students the Christmas story. Out of Matthew, the account of Christ's coming in Matthew and in Luke. And then we had Christmas words, like we talked about, what is King of Kings, who is the Savior, what is Nativity, and had great discussions. Channel 3 showed up. That was Ryan Burke. He's the storyteller on CU Living, so I don't know exactly when they will do the story, but at one point we had all 140 of us next to the big Christmas tree. And we taught them two songs. We had everyone go through Silent Night and then Angels We Have Heard on High. So we were all singing that. And the Winter Wonderland that's open here at Lincoln Square, we had a private viewing. They opened it up so we could view that and the food and all the sharing. And then Dave Crabiel and Sam afterwards had a Bible study, took some of them through the biblical narrative of the Christmas story. So it was a wonderful time. Hey, the sound effects, that reminds me, a week from today, next Friday night, that'll be, looking at the calendar, that's the 22nd at 7 p.m. So there won't be a re-airing of our morning program next week from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll debut the Great News Radio Theater Troupe's rendition of It's a Wonderful Life. We've been literally working on it, rehearsing for months, and we, I think as of yesterday, got the last sound effects all figured out, and Freddie Fillmore came in, and we have, I think, almost 50 local cast members, so we had to get all the names right, and are we pronouncing them right, and attributing, like...
So how many?
Just about 50. I think there's like 47 different people that were involved with, whether it's the character or the music or the directing, and it's going to be a treat. So I think at this point, it'll be heard in its entirety. One run through, it's about, I think, 74 minutes. So a little, you know, an hour and 14 minutes or so. They'll be next Friday, 7 to 9. And then I think probably on the 24th, maybe Christmas Eve, that Sunday, maybe 1 to 3 or somewhere maybe 5 in the evening. I'll say more about that later on this weekend or soon. And then Christmas week, the 25th through the 29th, it'll be broken into 5 segments during Mark and Friends. So it'll be in the morning at 7:32 a.m., and I'll take everyone through certain scenes, and then I'll cut out, and it'll give me a little time to tell some of the stories behind the story. So that'll be all Christmas week, the 25th through the 29th, 7:32 a.m., re-air at 7:32 p.m. And if we get a lot of good response and people just absolutely love it and want to hear it again, maybe first part of the new year we'll also play it. But that's a week from today, Friday night, the 22nd, 7 to 9. 9 p.m., the debut of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. And we had to get rights to air it and, you know, pay a little fee. Actually, they did a nominal fee, and then I forget what else we had to pay for, you know, 50 scripts and such. But the owners or the lawyer that has the rights of the scripts for the radio version, he said, nobody has ever done it on the radio. They've done it, like, on stage. They've done it
really?
In other areas. But he said he's never had a radio station ask, can we do it with our theater group? And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So
I would have thought that that's what people would do.
Yeah,
I
mean, no, they always do it, like, live. Or okay, we're going to turn down that microphone. Yeah, number four, come down. Yeah. Lil Samuel's really enjoying this studio experience. But nobody has done it, like, other than on stage or as a play or in a high school group. Or some, never a radio version.
I would have think that people would do it on the radio all the time just because that's how it was once done. It would be nostalgic.
No, and he didn't even know how to grant rights. And then I said, could we burn it on a CD and give it out to the cast members and family members and have them available, like if somebody wanted to donate and say, hey, I'd love that. And I thought there would be no chance he'd even get back to me to answer that because he's a busy lawyer and I mean, they have much bigger things to attend to. And he said, just send me two copies and you got the go-ahead. So I'm like, oh, all right. Because I have to, when I purchase them, I have to do 300.
Sure.
So, you know, that'll certainly allow us to have some extras. So anyways, that's all happening. And then tomorrow at Marketplace Mall at noon, the Singing Men of GNN, dressed in their tuxedos, will be putting on a free concert. It's the 19th year in a row. Every year, it seems like no sooner do we finish, and the mall management team, Dennis, has been a part of Marketplace Mall, I don't know, at least 11 or 12 years, many years. He'll say, okay, let's set up the date for next year. So that's at least the last 10 or 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be our 19th year in a row, noon in the food court. There's usually anywhere from 500 to about 1,000 people. That food court gets packed. There's been some times when there's winter storm warnings and 2 feet of snow the night before or icy roads.
I don't think you have that problem this year.
Yeah, so we hope to expect all of you to come out and let's pack the mall. It'll be a great way to continue to usher in this Advent season, the message into your hearts. We'll sing God-honoring Christmas songs. There'll be a couple little sing-alongs, but it'll be a great occasion. And it's free, and the food court accommodates all sorts of tastes if you want to come and have lunch. And then enjoy a concert. It'll probably go from 12 to 1:15, 1:30 maybe. We have a couple solos and special presentations right in the middle. But the Singing Men, I think we have about 16 songs that we'll do. So come on out tomorrow. Invite a friend, a neighbor, a classmate, a colleague, and enjoy a Christmas concert with the Singing Men of GNN at noon. Mm. So think once tomorrow is kind of completed, then I have the final finishing touches on It's a Wonderful Life, I think I'll actually start breathing again.
You'll be able to breathe then, finally?
Yeah, it's been a long haul. Exciting. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with Kate Freeman, you know, evaluating the sound effects. I think there's now 87, and then we added 30 more different sound effects. I think we have 32 different soundtracks that John Norris, like he took some familiar like hymns, but then he had three different keyboards in here because we have all this transitional music from act one, scene three into the next act. So you need that transitional music. Mm-hmm. And we have Tammy Renee Harris, her and a special arranger, J.D. Miller, they put together The Whispering Hope. I think it's a known song from that era and recalibrated it for her voice, and so it'll sound like that time, and she sings beautifully. That's how it all starts out, with her singing. And then, I don't know, like I said, the 40, almost 50 cast members that will get announced at the end of the show. And so we're excited to do that. I think you're going to be very pleased and blessed and encouraged. And there's a lot of Christian themes, you know, family and praying to God. And, yeah, some of it with the angels getting its wings when the bell rings. You know, there's some, what do they call it, poetic license or whatever. But there's some true messages about being charitable and God answering prayer and the impact that a life can make. Because those of you, probably almost all of our listeners, are aware of It's a Wonderful Life, that story theme that George kind of gets to see what life would have been like if he wasn't born and how he touched so many people. And wait till you hear it. And we have some great cast members that you'll get drawn right into it by their voices and and I can't wait to share it with you all. So that'll be launched next Friday, the 22nd, 7 to 9 p.m., and then there'll be other presentations, especially all week long, Christmas week, the 25th through the 29th, during Mark and Friends. So. Exciting times. And Channel 3, I don't know when they'll air a story. And I think the News Gazette, I don't know if it'll be in today's paper or this weekend's, but they came and took pictures. Yeah. And you can imagine 140 people around a Christmas tree with a Santa. Mm-hmm. That was one of our English conversation teachers. But probably 20 were Americans and 120 were internationals. Mm. And so I think it'll be a colorful picture. We, like I said, sang a couple songs and just very festive. I think three different people came up to Holly and I and they said it's like a wedding because we were the master of ceremonies and together and we were both on chairs trying to talk to everyone. Mm. Well, I would speak in English. Holly would translate in Mandarin. And so I don't know, maybe that's some kind of a tradition where I bride and groom stand up on a chair or do something, but I think they saw us holding the hands and they just, oh, it's so sweet, you're dressed up, you look, you know, so it's like it's your wedding. It's like, oh, wow. So
you got remarried, you didn't even tell anybody.
Yes. So, good times. We're in this Advent season. Christmas is just around the corner. It's hard to believe that, what you were saying, like 10 days away or something.
I was at Walmart and it said 10 days in the front lobby, so it's coming quick. I mean, it's here. Yeah. It's just here, you know, and I'm glad we don't get so crazy about it. I mean, there's a lot of it that we don't really even just don't worry about. So,
yeah. Well, we hope you know the reason for the season. It probably could be overstated, or maybe it's understated, or maybe it becomes trite or just so common. But the real reason for the season is the Lord Jesus Christ. Right. And we would pray as you tune in that you would become aware of that, maybe for the first time if you're not aware of it. We'd love to talk with you more in person because it's the most important time of the year. The fact that God, who so loved the world, sent his one and only Son, and it's his birth that we celebrate during this time. And he will be returning with all power and authority. And so we want you to know him as the Savior. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he can bring peace and hope and healing and be personal. It's a God that created everything, unbelievable, unfathomable, and yet in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can understand his character and who he is and how he operates and how he cares and loves, and yet he's powerful and he's just and he will rule. Mm-hmm. And we want you to learn to submit and surrender and seek after him because he has your best interest in mind. Mm-hmm. And this is a season where that awareness is raised, and we pray through our music and through the various programming, you'll come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way because he cares for you.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's certainly true, and that's going to be the battle, right? Because everything else is going to try and pull you off of that center. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting that the reason that you have the holiday is because you have Christ. I mean, this is why this holiday was originally given to us during this time. In fact, it took a place, we won't go into it, but it took a place of a pagan holiday called Saturnalia. And the reason we have this holiday is to commemorate the birth of Christ. Mm-hmm. But then built around this holiday, you know, over the years, culturally, is everything that is the antithesis, that is the opposite of Christ and the opposite of what we ought to be doing. I mean, even if you just think about, you know, how we kick it off with Black Friday, you know, where we elbow people and knock them down so that we can get something, you know, and then you go on from there. Just the, you know, Advent is supposed to be all about waiting and wondering and anticipation. Mm-hmm. And yet it's not. It's about impatience. It's about frustration. It's about, you know, all the things that we have to do and we need to get done so that we can have the perfect Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And really, the perfect Christmas doesn't exist. You know, when we really think, and sometimes I think this is why we have muddied the waters ourselves, is because we portray the nativity, we portray Christmas in a very kind of whitewashed fashion. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of our nativities are clean and nice. You know, we sing Silent Night. I have to believe that there was nothing about that night that was silent. I have to believe that there was nothing about that night that was peaceful other than the peace of God that was coming across the world as God was becoming a man, as he was reaching down, stooping down to touch us, to begin this kind of charge towards salvation. But it wasn't a silent night. I mean, you had a woman giving birth. I've been in the room with four kids being born. There is nothing silent. There is nothing silent about that. And there was nothing clean. She was in a stable. She was in a place that was considered to be unclean. There was no room for her. And so it's interesting when you think about it that sort of how we've propped up this holiday really is the opposite of how the holiday really is. And the idea is that in the midst of a young girl who couldn't find a place, who's giving birth in a stable, who is probably dirty and sweaty, and a husband, Joseph, who's probably overwhelmed. And recently I was listening to a song, Andrew Peterson, who we had on the radio program, and he has a song about the coming of Christ on his album, Behold the Lamb of God. And it's a line that really kind of caught me off guard because it's just something I never thought about. And he said, and Joseph watched and he prayed. And I've never thought in my mind about the prayer life of Joseph. But then I thought about when my wife was giving birth, how I was praying like crazy because I felt totally ill-equipped to be there in that moment, didn't know what to do. And she was not giving birth to the Son of God. I mean, she was just giving birth to our rascals. But, you know, I think about Joseph praying. So you have Joseph kind of like, well, what do I do? I'm sorry, you know, in a stable, not the place you want your wife to give birth. So there was nothing about the coming of Christ that was peaceful except for Christ himself, who is the Prince of Peace.
Right.
And so the idea, one of the great kind of metaphoric pictures that we have for Christmas should be that in the midst of the hustle and the bustle and the craziness, there is this peace, and it is the size of a baby. And it is something that you can take into your hands and into your arms and into your heart. Because isn't that what we do with babies? We see babies and immediately they get into our hands, they get into our hearts because we just love babies.
And we want to touch them and smell them and rub against them.
Yeah, they smell good and we just want to. So, I mean, that's what's supposed to happen. At least that's my opinion, is that Christ is supposed to get into our hands as a baby and into our hearts. And he's supposed to bring us peace in the middle of all the other craziness. And so, you know, we've got to keep our eyes on Christ during this time, or else we're really going to struggle. We are really going to struggle. Like Samuel here today, who's struggling. All these microphones and all this, he's going, gosh, I could really have fun.
Yeah, it's a special time of year, and I can see there's hustle and bustle going on outside our studio here at the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square. Stop in, today or this week. We have tote bags, yard signs, other things we can give away, and the Prime Lifetimes newspaper. I'm getting a great response on that, Jason. It's been phenomenal, and tomorrow we'll have those being handed out at Lincoln Square. A lot of encouraging stories, and we continue to find more content and people getting involved in it and distributing it throughout the area. I forget 100-plus locations, and they're all listed at the website, but it starts out with sharing some of the Christmas message through a couple testimonies, and can't wait to see how God continues to use that. But the radio station will be Christmas music through the end of the year with some unique programming. In fact, next week I think there will be a couple Moody specials that I might revisit and share during the morning program, during the morning edition of Mark and Friends, I guess re-aired for that matter in the evening, 7:32 a.m. and p.m. But a lot of neat things going on and progress being made and ministry taking place. I was at a baptismal service Wednesday. Four Chinese came to know the Lord and were baptized, and two were from our English conversation class, so it's neat to see how the Americans have been pouring into these people, and they all testified to varying degrees that it was the Christians, that fragrance of Christ that they noticed, that was modeled the love and the peace and the care and compassion, and they wanted that and were attracted to that. They shared, you know, that being one of those things that struck them, and they wanted to know what made them tick and how to be like that. And so we would hope and pray as you continue to tune in that you're going to find that relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. He compels us, the scriptures say, and we would just pray that you would surrender to that. And if you have like an interest in knowing more or having questions answered about what it means to be a Christian or follow Jesus or can I trust the Bible, there's trained counselors that can answer questions over the phone. You just need to dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. 1-888-NEED-HIM. But we would certainly encourage you to get involved in a local Bible-believing church. I can think of a bunch of good ones. Mm-hmm. The Community Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad, Pastor Jason Schiffo is the pastor there and preaches God's Word. That's one of the reasons why I've loved having him these six or so years during
Mark
and Friends. Nearing seven?
It's nearing seven. Yeah. It might be seven.
Yeah.
It's getting up there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there is a really God is on the move. I just had an article that I was reading yesterday, really an interesting article, about this. He's a military chaplain at, you'll love this name, Marine Combat Training Unit at Camp Devil Dog. And he said that in this, with all these Marine recruits and where he's training, in this article, he says that every Sunday now he sees 10 to 20 people baptized.
Wow.
That God, he said that God is on the move in the military, that people are, hearts are being turned towards him. And so I think that God is on the move, and I think that really the only impediment to any of that is us sharing the gospel. He says in the article, he says once he started sharing the gospel, men's hearts started to be turned, women's hearts started to be turned. And so I think that we ask, you know, well, why isn't there anybody in the baptismal? Well, you have to tell them how to get there.
Yeah.
And so we have to tell them about who Jesus is.
And this is the perfect time of year because people are talking about the Christmas season. People are receptive. You know, it's lunchroom talk. It's, you know, where you're going, where you're shopping for. And you can transition into the true meaning of Jesus or, you know, invite them to a program or, for that matter, tomorrow to the Singing Men concert because we'll be singing and declaring his glory. And there'll probably be some testimony time and some scripture read. And I would hope through the music message that the Singing Men sing, hearts will be warm. So we invite you to come out tomorrow by noon to Marketplace Mall in Champaign, free concert with the Singing Men of GNN, and then be listening all weekend and all week long, especially next Friday, the 22nd, as we'll launch It's a Wonderful Life with the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Trust me, it'll be something that you'll have friends and neighbors over, and you'll sit around the radio, and you'll be blessed by how it's shared. And then maybe...
They might have to go out to the car to do that, right?
Yeah, the car.
Most people don't have radios in their house
anymore. The old timers do.
Well, they all together on the computer.
Streaming. Yeah, it'll be streaming and it'll also be archived. So greatnewsradio.org for online, greatnewsradio.org, and I'll probably archive it also so people can retrieve it and listen to it anytime. But we'll have one airing at least next Friday, the 22nd, in its entirety, and then probably that weekend and then the Christmas week, the 25th through the 29th, all week long during Mark and Friends. So a lot of great Christmas programming, and see us live tomorrow with the Singing Men of GNN at Marketplace Mall. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.